It is an honor to speak to those gathered here today for this service. We are honoring today 83 individuals and the countless lives that they've touched today. Today we honor those who lost their lives while on the job in our state. We're not here today because we have chosen to forget, but because we've chosen to remember. We remember the little things, the friendships made, the fishing trips taken, teaching a child to ride a bike, the jokes that were told, the ball games played in, the ball games watched together, the senior proms danced at, the countless everyday conversations, the favorite songs, the shared experiences. We remember the laughing and the crying, the good times and the bad. We are all born and we all die, all of us. But life is lived in the spaces in between those dates. Whether 22 years were spent on this earth or 60, life is not measured by the length of time we're here, but how we lived it. Winston Churchill said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." Those honored here today gave much, and those of us gathered here today, remember, you were living testaments to their lives. There are two dates on our tombstones, but life is lived in the space between. It is today we remember the lives led and touched in those spaces between. We remember the lives that were lost in 2014 and the 13 families who have gathered here today. Those fallen work to provide for their parents, their wives, their husbands, their children, and their friends. They were committed to caring for those around them and to know that even one life has breathed easier because they lived. This is to have succeeded in life. Their success in that vein, their impact, ensures that those we honor today will never be forgotten. As the lives that they've touched and those that breathe easier because of them live on here today. For the families of the fallen, we cannot bear the tragedy as you do. There is no speech so eloquently penned, no tribute so lovingly constructed, no memorial or vigil so thoughtfully done that can ease your pain. But we feel the loss, and we're thinking of you. While tragedy has brought us together here today, we are unified by much more than that. Your loved ones, your friends, those standing with me today, and those in the crowd are all united as Missourians, as members of a shared community in our time, with shared values. And in this state, we choose to remember those who have lost their lives. This solemn occasion should cause us all to take a moment and reflect. Reflect on the diverse backgrounds and the stories that every single person we honor here today had, and their impact that is continued to be told, their story that is continued to be told through everyone here today. The imprint of every single individual we honor today carries on. The prayer of St. Francis offers us a chance to pause, pray, reflect, and honor those we're remembering today. And it is our resolve to live the living, to live better lives, and love those who are still with us deeper. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. May God bless all of you. Thank you, and God bless.